refuge. We have fled for refuge, Hebrews 6:18. I point out for you cities of refuge, Joshua 20:2. In the land of promise, God made a provision for the setting aside of six cities to be places of sanctuary. In those cities, the avenger of blood was powerless to raise his hand to strike the manslayer, who had not slain his neighbor with malice aforethought, that is, with a willfully formal decision to do the other injury. These cities were a type of the Lord Jesus Christ as the refuge of the sinful soul. This way is readily accessible. No city was farther than a half day's journey from any other place in the promised land. The way to the city was short. The sanctuary was already accessible to all. It mattered not whether you lived in the mountain or the valley. The Lord Jesus Christ is readily accessible to all men and women, to all boys and girls. The way to Christ is short indeed. You can contact him quickly. He's only a prayer away. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. This way is not only readily accessible, but it is easily traveled. Each year the elders of the city had to go out and inspect the roads to the cities of refuge. It was their solemn responsibility to see that the roads were kept in excellent repair. All barriers which would hinder the runner had to be removed. Nothing must impede the man as he fled for his life to the sanctuary of God's provision. The road to Christ has been cleared by the grace of God from all hindrances. Forms and ceremonies have all been taken away. The deeds of the law have been removed. Nothing need hinder the soul from hasting direct to Jesus. The middle way of partition, dividing Jew and Gentile, has been forever removed. The obstacles are all gone. Haste, my friend, along this traversable road. Run quickly to Christ. Flee to the Son of God. There's danger and there's death in delay. But this way is not only accessible and traversable, but it is unmistakable. The way to the cities of refuge was plainly marked. Great signs bearing simply the word refuge marked the way. The road could not be missed. The runner had plain and simply understood the directions all the way. It was impossible for him to miss out. The way to Christ is plainly marked. in the simple promises of the gospel. What more simple than the gospel exhortations? Call, come, receive, ask, trust, believe, and seek. Heed these signposts, for he that runs can read. Be safe from the avenger of blood by hastening to the city of refuge. These cities of refuge had extended borders. The cities reach out to save the runner. So Christ extends his hand far out in your direction. And as you run, the grace of God runs out to meet you, to embrace you and save you. Listen to these words. Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plains. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Genesis 19, verse 17. Amen and amen.